When it hurts, I pray. I pray.
Are you ready?
Be inspired, show.
The unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable.
But everyone needs and deserves a better person.
Of inspiration.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women, all the beautiful people out there in the world. Welcome to the Be Inspired Show right here on Active FM, whether you listen during the day, at night, or in the evening, or even at midnight. Whatever time you're listening to, welcome to the Be Inspired Show. I welcome you, you know, friendly, you know. So anyway, this is Be Inspired Show, and I'm your host, the one and only, the Gentleman. That's who I am. I'm the Gentleman, even though that name has a meaning, but at some point I will explain it. Okay. So now, as you can hear today, I'm kind of alone. I'm solo, but all cool, because what we deal with here is all about inspiration. So our topic for today, which I will be explaining to right now, is called You Matter. Exactly that word. You matter. You as an individual matter in this world. You as an individual matter in your family. You as an individual matter wherever you are, you know. Where you are, it matters. The fact that you are born, it means that you matter. The fact that you are born in this world, it means that you have a purpose. So I'm a Christian and I believe that everyone has a purpose in this world. That's me. I don't know about anyone else, but I believe that. So the fact that you're alive, you matter. You only matter when you're alive. You can't matter when you passed on, you know. You only matter when you're alive and breathing and we know who you are and everyone knows who you are because everyone in this world knows who everyone is. So the whole concept is the fact that you matter. And I'm here to explain to you why you matter, because you find those, you have those times where storms hit, when life gets harder, when life gets tougher, and circumstances hit and all this stuff, and then at some point you feel like you don't matter. Well, I'm here to tell you that no matter how hard life hits, no matter how hard life bring you down, no matter how high the storms are or how rough the storms are, I am here to tell you that you matter. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your background is. I don't care where you come from. I don't care where you're going to. I don't care what you're going to right now. The fact is, the matter of fact is, we all go to something, and the matter of fact is, you matter. No matter how hard life is, the fact remains that you matter. Okay, so the fact that you matter is what is important right now. The whole concept right now on the Be Inspired Show that I was speaking about is the whole conception of the fact that you matter. I believe that you matter. I know that you matter. The fact that you are alive, no matter what you're going through, no matter if you are disabled, not disabled, whatever the case may be, I don't want to know. What I want to tell you is the fact that you matter. That's what I want to tell you. That's the topic, the whole topic for today in the Be Inspired Show, the fact that you matter. But now, as you can hear, I'm kind of solo for the time being, which is cool. So we're just going to kick it, me and you, everyone else listening there. So, this topic today, you matter. So let's jump into our first song, and then when I come back, and we're gonna deal with it as how we do in the Be Inspired Show with bullet points. So let's jump into our first song. It's by Elevation Worship, called Graves into Garden, and I'm gonna check you after this.
Search the world, but it couldn't fill me. Man's empty praise, treasures that fade are never enough. And you came along and put me back together. And every desire is now satisfied. Into armies, you turn seas into highways. You're the only one who cares.
Yeah.
The song from Elevation, which I hope you enjoyed. We were talking about a topic which is called You Matter, and I'm here to tell you that you matter, no matter who you are, what you are. At the end of the day, all humans. If you're human and you're breathing, you matter. Okay, whether you are handicapped, disabled, whatever the case may be, as long as you live in this world, you matter. As long as you're alive, you matter. As long as you live a body, you matter. As long as you can talk and everything, as long as you're a human, you matter. That's my point. Okay, so that's what I was talking about. If we have new listeners, welcome to the Be Inspired Show. I'm the Gentleman. Eventually, I will explain why I call myself the Gentleman in the later stage. So now, as I always say in the Be Inspired Show, we deal with bullet points. So the first bullet point that I would like to deal with is called 5 reasons why you matter. So I'm gonna tell you the 5 reasons. Why you matter. Okay, so here's the first reason why you matter. So the first reason is like this. Remember, I'm talking about the 5 reasons why you matter. So the first reason goes like this. You are the only person who can be you. Literally, you are the only person who can be you. No one can be you. You get what I'm saying? Even though you find in movies, you find people who, they try to act like you left. For example, Muhammad Ali. There's movies about Muhammad Ali that Will Smith was trying to act as Muhammad Ali, but he cannot actually get it correctly because there could only be one Muhammad Ali. Just because you're trying to act like the previous famous boxer doesn't mean that you can actually get it correctly. The whole point of it was that they're just trying to show you how he lived. You know what I'm saying? But Will Smith cannot act like Muhammad Ali because Will Smith is not Muhammad Ali. Will Smith is Will Smith, and Muhammad Ali is Muhammad Ali. Like another guy, they made a movie of Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson was the first African American baseball ever back in the 1950s. He was the first African American to play baseball, first ever to play baseball, you know. So they also made a movie based on his life, Jackie Robinson. You can see how he became Jackie Robinson. But no one can actually, who did they choose to act him? They chose Chad Boseman to act as Jackie Robinson. Yes, it was Chad Boseman who acted as Jackie Robinson in the movie. Okay, but obviously my point is that you cannot actually get it correctly because all they're trying to do is portray how his life actually lived. But those actors cannot actually act to the core as the original person. You get what I'm saying? Which is why you are the only person who can be you. No one can be like you. No one can be who you are. You, that's what makes you different. You get what I'm saying? You are completely different. You stand out. You see? Thing for me, I think that's what makes the world beautiful, because everyone is different and no one can be like anyone. Okay, so that's the first reason. Second reason, you have the ability to make a stranger's day. In other words, you have the ability to make a stranger's day. What that means is that you can make someone's day just by doing something so simple. You know, It's like walking, it's like going to a shop and then buying some groceries. And then you see a stranger that they short with a bit of cash there, and then you chip in. Believe it or not, you made a day. You know, you don't know what they're going through. Maybe they need that for the kids or whatever the case may be. Just by you chipping in your $10, 10 rand, whatever currency you use, or 20 or 50 or 100, just by you chipping in that, you actually just made the stranger's day. Okay? Believe it or not, you made that person's day. Okay, for you it might be insignificant, but for them it's very, very significant. Okay, another one. Your talent has the power to gently inspire others. Yeah. Here's another example that Muhammad Ali. he has a couple of kids. Okay. So he has a daughter who became a boxer just like her father. And she's a female, you know. And then I was once listening to her saying that her father said that she can't be a boxer. Her father said that women cannot box, boxing for men, all that stuff. But she proved her father wrong, and the father actually accepted the fact that her daughter can box. Because the father was in this mindset that boxing is only for men, okay. But that was back in the day when Muhammad Ali was still alive. But all my point is that he inspired even females start boxing, you get what I'm saying? So that's why I say your talent has the power to gently inspire others. Many people are inspired by other people's talent, okay? That's why we have so many people who want to be like Messi, like Ronaldo. Oh, I think, when was this? I think it was 2 weeks back or a week back when I had a guest here who plays football. He called himself Black Messi. Why? Because he's inspired by Lionel Messi, you know, the Argentinian player who used to play for Barcelona but moved to PSG. My point is that he was inspired by Messi, and then he decided to call himself Black Messi. You get what I'm saying? So obviously your talent has the potential to inspire others. Okay, another one. You are a human being. Never forget this. That's my last one, technically. You are a human being. Never forget this. Never. Whether we like it or not, we're all humans. Not by choice. We're just born humans, you know. So you're a human being. With one heart, 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, 2 ears, 1 body. Okay. At the end of the day, me, I don't look how the skin color looks like. I don't care about skin color. I just care about who you are, technically. That's what matters, you know. Because we cannot judge people by how they look like. You should judge them by the character. The character is what makes a person different. The personality is what makes the person different, okay? So this thing of color is not for me. I don't believe in such nonsense. But anywho, that's just for me. That's just my opinion. At the end of the day, we're all humans with one heart, you know. We don't care about color, you have one heart. Your heart is 2 chambers at the end of the day. We have red blood cells, white blood cells, platelets. Okay? You have a brain, nails, whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, we're all humans. Don't difference that there's only 2 genders. There's male and there's female, and everyone knows which gender you are. If you do not know which gender you are, then let me not go any further about that. But everyone knows what kind of gender they are. So that's why they act according to their gender. Because that's the kind of gender you are. So that's the gender you become. So those are the reasons why you matter. Because no one can be like you. Okay? Now, my second bullet point of the first session is you have a purpose. Yes. Listen to me, men and women, boys and girls, beautiful people out there. Listen to what I have to say. You have a purpose. You won't see it because there are times where times are tough, times are hard, there's storms that come by, there's storms that always will come by, there'll be circumstances, there'll be loss of loved ones, there'll be a lot of things will happen in your life that you will not believe that you have a purpose. But I'm here to tell you that you have the purpose. Why I'm saying you have a purpose? Because according to the Bible, it says that you have a purpose. And funny enough, the Bible never lies. Why? Because God never changes. He remains the same since Moses until this day. Actually, he goes further beyond Moses. But my point is, God never changes. God is the same. His love never changes. You know? So the fact that his love never changes, it means that the purpose that he has for you in this world will never change. Okay? So my point is this. You have a purpose. Even though life might tell you that you don't have a purpose, but you do. The fact that you're alive means that you have a purpose. The fact that you're able to roam around this universe, this world, to be more specific, the universe, this world, this earth, it just shows that you have a purpose. Okay? So you have a purpose. I don't know what it is. I'm not able to tell you what it is. But what I do know is the fact that everyone in this world has a purpose. Why? Because God says so. And when God says you have a purpose, you have a purpose. I have a purpose. You have a purpose. Whatever your name may be, wherever you're listening from, listen to my words. I am telling you that in this world, you have a purpose. Why? Because you matter. Okay? So that is what we'll be taught. So that's all we have for the first session. And then into a second session and after this song by Elijah Waters called Only You. And I'm going to see you after this.
Nothing to hold on to. I know you are holding me. When I'm lost, you find me. Your guiding hand, it pulls me through.
Welcome back to the Be Inspired Show. If you're tuning in, welcome to the Be Inspired Show. I am the gentleman right here on Active FM, and this is the Be Inspired Show. Okay, so now before the ad break, hopefully you guys enjoyed the song by Elijah Waters. You know, funny thing, there's a guy called Elijah in the Bible, but this is another Bible story. Now, as I say, welcome back. If you're tuning in now, thank you for tuning in. This is the Be Inspired Show right here on Active FM. So we're going to continue with the hot topic that you were discussing before. It's called You Matter, You Matter, You Matter. I'm telling you that you matter because the fact still remains that you matter. You matter. So now let's jump into the second session. And our first bullet point of the day, it says you are different. Boom. That's simple. That whole bullet point should explain the whole concept. You are different. I think I mentioned this on the first session where I was explaining the five reasons why you matter. But now, what I'm trying to say about the whole concept of the fact that you are different is the fact that you look at yourself. You know, it's funny. It's very amusing. What's very astonishing, in my opinion, what's very amazing. Do you know that no one in this world that contains billions of people have the same fingerprints? Even twins don't have the same fingerprints. Identical twins don't have the same fingerprints. No one in this world contain the same fingerprints. No one. I don't care who you are, but no one in this world contains the fingerprints. That is just telling you how different you are. That is just telling you how astonishing, how marvelous, how great, how amazing, how fantastic you are as an individual. You know, I feel like, in my opinion, I feel like if everyone in this world was the same, there wouldn't be any technology. There wouldn't be any entertainment, you know. So here's the thing. If everyone in this world aspired to be singers, okay, and we all sing, that wouldn't be fine, because then who's gonna be there to listen to the music? See, you need singers and you need listeners, just like that. You need actors and you need viewers, you know, the guys who watch the movies, entertainment. You get what I'm saying? So you need game creators and you need gamers. Stuff like that. Thing is, that's how beautiful the world is, because why? We are all different. So since we're all different, we're all bringing different things to the table. You see, that's what makes the world different. It's the fact that all of these things that are created, all these inventions that you see, are created by a group or individuals, you know. All I'm talking about your light bulbs, your light, your PCs, you know, Bill Gates, the creator of a computer. But all of these things were created by individuals, you know. Microsoft were created by individuals. Linux were created by individuals. Games, softwares. There's so many softwares out there, you know, that were created by individuals. They obviously that form a team. But my point is this. If we all thought the same, all of these inventions that are created until this day wouldn't exist at all. Period. None of them would have existed. None of them would have existed. The world would be so dull. There wouldn't be any entertainment, no music, no games, no concerts, no tours, no instruments. I mean, I like guitar. I mean, whoever, I might find out who was the first inventor of a guitar, because, yeah, you get brains, you know, because guitars have so many strings and they all make different sounds, all of that. So that is brilliant, you know, the case of a keyboard and drums. All of these beautiful things that we cannot somehow live without, you know, like your cell phone. What someone else's idea, what someone's invention. Even though there are people who added on top of that invention, but the first person who came up with it was obviously the main founder. Get what I'm saying? So that's what makes you different, the fact that you can even see by people's inventions that we're all different, because everything in the world is different. That's what makes the world beautiful. And there's a lot of things out there that I haven't seen, a lot of things out there that I would like to see. But it's amazing how a mind works. it's funny how we all have a brain, but how we use it is different. Anywho, but at the end of the day, that is my point. We're all different. That is what makes the world beautiful. That's what makes the world colorful. You get what I'm saying? It's like the TV. Back in the day, the TV didn't have color, and then someone came, must put an SA color. Boom. Then the color. But in the day, it's the fact that we're all different, you see? It's like watching TV, and then you see the TV has color. You can see that, wow, this is nice. It looks nice. It looks nice. Unlike when the days where you used to watch the TV in black and white, everything just looked the same. Black and white. That's all you saw. Black and white. So there's no fun in that. They're saying that everything's the same. But when you see color, you can be able to what differentiate things. You know, be able to spot things that are there, but you couldn't see them because they were all the same color. But now seeing a different color, you can spot them. That's how the world is. You spot different people with different uniques, with different talents, with different capabilities, you know. People who can run for, like, you know, Usain Bolt, your Ronaldinho, your Messi. There's so many individuals out there with talent, okay? That's what makes the world beautiful, the fact that you're different. Now, let's sort of consider the first bullet point. The second bullet point is you are special. Did you hear what I said? I said you are special. That's what I said. Yes, you, exactly who you, where you sitting, where you listen from you listen to this on your phone, or wherever you listen to this on your car, or in your office, whatever the case. My point is this. My point is you are special. One more time. You are special. Listen to me carefully. I'm going to say this again. You are special in every way. The fact that you're born, you're special. I am telling you. I'm not going to actually sit and explain the whole concept of you're special. I just need you to understand the whole point of me saying that you're special. Because I'm not telling you special because I want to. I'm telling you special because it's a fact. You know? Facts can be changed. Opinions can be changed. But the whole thing, the fact is this. You are special. You are special. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. I am telling you right now. You are special. Wherever you are. Wherever you are. However you are. Wherever you're going to. You are special. That is all I'm going to say about a bullet point. I'm not even going to explain it further. I just need you to know that you're special. Okay. So yes, that's the end of the... that's the end of the Be Inspired show right here on Active FM. Hopefully you guys were inspired by that. Hopefully you guys, you understand why you matter. Because the end of the day, the fact that is you still matter, the fact still remains that you matter. Okay, so thank you for tuning in to the Be Inspired show. Hopefully we're going to see you next time, next week, at the same place, at the same time as always. This is the Gentle Moon. Yep. And as I always say in the Be Inspired show, the unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable, but everyone needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. So I'm going to leave you by a song by Reactive called Passion, and I'm going to check you next time, same place. Cheers.
It's that simple. Become part of the family today, because radio has never been better with Active FM.
This is Radio On Demand. What you want, when you want it.
It's Active FM. Active FM.
Radio has never been better, baby. This is Active FM. Go to www.activefm.co.za for more.
For more. For more.
one.